们开始上课哈。
If Roy would take his seat, we could get started. Good.
I'm so good, I'll go. You lead us to pray.
Well, Father, we thank you again for all your grace to us.
父啊，我们要谢谢您，为了您给我们所有的恩典。
We look to you this morning, Lord, for your help with opening your word, that, Lord, you would make your face shine upon this page, we might see you reflected in it.
主啊，我们今天早晨仰望您，交托在您的手里，当我们翻开这圣经，求您的脸光照我们。
So, Lord, we pray to draw near to us.
求您带领我们与您更近。
We expect your Holy Spirit to guide and to teach us.
也求您的圣灵带领我们，教导我们。
And so, Father, as we look at your Son, the Lord Jesus, in his conflict with the Jews.
主啊，当我们看您的圣子，他和犹太人产生冲突的时候。
And Lord, how he is trying to glorify you.
他是如何的想要荣耀您的名。
We pray, Lord, that we might see what he is trying to teach the Jews.
主啊，我们也今天能看他多么尝试努力想要教导那些犹太人。
That we might see Jesus.
我们借着这些话语就能见到耶稣。
And in glorifying him, we glorify you.
我们荣耀他，也荣耀您的名。
And so, Father, we pray you'd make our hearts quiet.
也求您带着我们的心能够安静。
And speak to us, we pray.
也在我们祷告的时候跟我们说话。
And we just pray, Lord, for all those that are traveling away now for the holiday season.
我们在这假期季节里，我们也为一切不在我们身边在旅行的人献上祈求。
That Lord, you'd be with them and encourage them and strengthen them.
也求您与他们同在，鼓励他们，坚固他们。
And so we ask these things now, Father, and give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们祈求祷告，一切的事交在您的手里，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, we go to John chapter 8 again.
我们回到约翰的八章。
This morning we'll finish off John chapter 8, and then we enter a new portion.
今天我们要结束约翰八章啊，然后进到一个新的部分。
What we've been looking at very carefully is the Lord's disputing with the Jews in the temple.
所以今天呢，我们看见是耶稣啊，他和犹太人在圣殿有争执。
It's been a long dialogue.
是一个很长的这个对话一段。
Where he has tried to open the eyes of those that refuse to see.
耶稣努力想要开那些人的眼啊，就这些人拒绝看见。
And so we find that after he finishes John chapter 8, it's no surprise that we find him opening the eyes of a blind man.
所以之后呢，他就开始要开一个瞎子的眼啊，在第九章的时候。
In John chapter 9,
就是第八章结束了，第九章的神迹就是开瞎子的眼。
But in John chapter 8, we see how patient he is with these Jews.
但第八章你会看见他对这些犹太人啊是很有耐心的。
These are the ones that not only wanted to kill him, but would eventually do that.
这些不但是现在想要杀他的那些人，而且也是后来定死他的那些人。
So we'll finish this conversation that he's having with the Jews this morning, and we'll start to read at verse 49. I think it's verse 48 down to.The end of the chapter, if we could read around, please.
Okay. 我们现在先顺序读一下48节到59节哈，第八章。犹太人回答说，我们说你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附着的，这话岂不正对吗？
耶稣说，我不是鬼附着的，我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。 我不求自己的荣耀，有一位为我求荣耀定是非的。
我实实在在的告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
犹太人对他说，现在我们知道你是鬼附着的，亚伯拉罕死了，众先知也死了，你还说人若遵守我的道，就永远不尝死味。
难道你比我们的祖先亚伯拉罕还大吗？他死了，众先知也死了，你将自己当作什么人呢？
耶稣回答说，我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么。荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说的你们的神。
你们未曾认识他，我却认识他，我若说不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样，但我认识他，也遵守他的道。
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
有的人说，你还没有50岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏从殿里出去了。
Amen.
So there we see the Jews, they insult the Lord Jesus, the statements that they make.
所以犹太人这么说其实很冒犯耶稣的，他们讲的这些。
Calling him a Samaritan and a demon possessed.
就说他是撒玛利亚人啊，还不算，还说他是鬼附着的。
Now, some say that they're calling him insane.
甚至说他是疯了啊。
But these Jews knew the difference between insanity and demon possession.
这些犹太人可其实是能够分辨，这个是不是疯癫啊，是不是鬼附的，他们是很清楚。
And to charge him with being demon possessed is a very serious thing.
而且控告说他是鬼附的，这是一件非常严肃的事。
To attribute those miracles that he did to the working of Satan.Was a very serious sin.
所以把他所做的一切的善事啊，说成是从鬼的能力来的，这是一件非常严肃严重的事。
You know, to see the very power that only God has, and then say the devil did it, is a sin that if you commit that sin, it can never be forgiven.
所以这是一个什么样的罪呢？就是你看见了神的大能，他行了神迹，你却说这个是鬼做的。那这样的一个罪哈，其实是没有办法被赦免的。
Because that's a sin, of course, that only those that saw those miracles could commit.
因为这是唯一那种能够看见这些神迹啊，他们才能犯的罪，就是他们看见了也说这是鬼附。
It's not a sin that men and women today can commit.
这不是今天我们这些人能够犯的罪。
But there is a form of that sin which would end people up in hell.
但是这样的一个罪呢，可能会带着人就去地狱的。
And that is to refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那就是今天呢，我们拒绝耶稣基督啊，成为接受他成为神的这个圣子啊，这么一个事。
That also is a sin.
这样的一个事呢，也是个罪。
And a person that refuses to believe the Son of God refuses life eternal.
因为拒绝耶稣基督呢，就拒绝了永恒的生命，这也会带着我们去地狱。
But just as we begin this morning, we think of the Lord Jesus and he's talking to these Jews. He talks from the position of love.
所以耶稣跟犹太人说的时候呢，他是满怀的爱说。
He loves each one of these persons that are in front of him.
他爱那一切在他面前的那些人呢。
So when he speaks to them and answers them, as he says in verse 49 now, he says, I'm not possessed of a demon.
所以他说呢，我不是鬼附着的。
But he says, I honor my father.But you dishonor me.
他说我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。
To dishonor the son means you dishonor the father.
但是呢，轻慢圣子其实就是轻慢神呢。
You see, they refused to acknowledge that he was the son of God, And so they dishonor God.
所以他们拒绝接受他是神的圣子，他们就轻慢了神。
That's the one that they said that he's their God, but he's dishonoring that.
虽然他们都说呢神是他们的神，但他们却是轻慢这个神。
And you'll notice how when the Lord Jesus, now I just like to sort of look at his own inner feelings, if we might, at their refusal.
所以我们看一点点耶稣里面的这个感受哈，当面对他们的拒绝的时候。
Now, it's always nice to know how people are feeling inside, isn't it?
这是很好，就当我们看见一个决定的时候，我们看看这个里面人里面的这个心态是什么样。
I think especially women are more in touch with their feelings than men.
那比方说的姊妹呢，可能更在情感上呢更丰富一些啊，比弟兄。
And I think that's why women are often more attracted to the Lord, the person of Jesus.Than men are at first.
这也许能够解释为什么姊妹更容易接受基督啊，就更容易受神跟圣子的这个人格的影响。
Why is it wherever he went, he seemed to start the gospel starts with women?
所以为什么耶稣到一个地方的时候呢，很多的妇女啊都是很愿意去信他。
How did the gospel start in the hearts of the Samaritans?
那福音是怎么能够在撒玛利亚人心里开始兴起的？
With the Samaritan woman at the well, right?
是从什么时候开始呢？是一个在井边上看遇见了耶稣的撒玛利亚妇人，从她开始，撒玛利亚人都开始信。
The Lord Jesus had many women disciples.
耶稣有很多姊妹的信徒啊。
A prominent among them was Mary Magdalene.
那当中很出色的之一呢，就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
And the Lord revealed to her one of the most important truths of the Scriptures.
那耶稣给了她一个特别重要的启示哈，在圣经里。
He told her when he arose from the dead, he met her first at the tomb.
因为呢，耶稣从死里复活见的第一个人就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
And she became a witness of the most important truth that he would reveal.
所以她是见证了一个最重要的真理之一啊，就是耶稣的复活。
He said, "You go and tell my brothers, the other disciples." He said, "Go tell them that I go to my Father and to your Father."
对，所以他跟玛利亚说，你要去告诉我的弟兄，其实就是耶稣的其他的门徒们，他说我要到父那里去，要到你们的，也就是你们的父那里去。
A new relationship would be formed now.
一个新的关系就要建立了。
A personal relationship.
一个个人的关系。
My father and your father.
我的父也是你们的父。
He didn't say our father because...His father was his relationship with his father was unique, but he was bringing believers into a new relationship with the God of heaven.
所以他没有说我们的父，因为耶稣跟神的关系是独特的。但是呢，他借着他的救赎呢，把一切其他信靠他的孩子也带到神的家，他们也成为神的孩子。
So the Lord honored Mary Magdalene with that truth of the new relationship.
所以耶稣就给了马大拉的玛利亚呢这样一个特别的真理啊，让他见证。
When the gospel first went into Europe,
当福音开始传到欧洲的时候，
where did the gospel first go?
那福音是先去哪的？
To a group of women praying at the side of a river.
就是去到了一群的妇女在河边祷告的时候。
So.Women are, I think, are very much in tune more with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，姊妹呢，她特别容易跟神呢建立一个个人的关系。
Men are more interested in doctrine and that type of thing.
那弟兄呢，他更对于教义或者类似的理性的东西感兴趣。
And so, but we don't really read, when we read the Gospels, we get very little of what the inner workings of the man Christ Jesus.
所以我们读圣经的时候呢，我们很少能够去探查啊，当时耶稣里面他在思考想什么。
But I know that, even as a man, I have feelings.
那即使呢，像我即使是个人呢，我也有情感。我是男人啊，我也有情感。
Roy, do you have any feelings? He does. He. Well, maybe I'll get Lynn to answer for you. Phoebe. But I think we're all interested, to some extent, in how the Lord Jesus might feel.
对，我们也有的时候会很感兴趣，耶稣他到底是怎么想的，怎么感受，他的情感是怎么样。
And when they charge him, when they slander him, when they're saying you're a Samaritan, you're demon possessed.
就当这些犹太人他控告耶稣，他们污蔑耶稣的时候，说你是鬼附的时候。
You know, I don't know if you've ever had the experience of witnessing to someone.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历哈，是给别人做见证的经历。
And you're talking to someone and you open up your deepest feelings to someone and express to them what is the most important thing in your life is a relationship to God through this wonderful man, Christ Jesus.
就这种见证呢，是你告诉一些人说，你一生中最重要的事情就是跟耶稣啊，跟神建立关系啊，这是你最重要，就是你把这样的事，这样的感受呢，当做一个见证讲给别人听的时候。
And when you open up your heart like that you're in the most vulnerable position.
所以这个时候呢，你把你的心呢完全敞开啊，你愿意把这个交流给别人，在这个时候，其实你是一个特别容易受伤的时候。
And sometimes you have people you witness to, and they do just like those Jews did. They shoot an arrow right into your heart.
在这个时候呢，你把心打开来了，然后你的听众呢，可能就像这些犹太人一样，他拿把剑直接就穿透了你的心哈啊，因为你的心打开了。
And it hurts, doesn't it?
啊，这个很受伤的。
I'm sure you've had that experience.
我相信呢，你们在座的也都有过类似的经历啊。
The Lord Jesus is now, it's as though he's in that experience because he's opening up to men who hate him.
所以耶稣呢，在这里他是把他的心啊打开给那些恨他的人。
He's not seeking anything for himself.
他没有完全任何寻求自己的东西。
A person that is seeking things for himself guards his heart, doesn't he?
因为那人呢，当寻求为自己寻求东西的时候，他是要把自己的心先保护起来。
But when we witness, we're seeking the honor of our Lord, aren't we?
当我们做见证的时候呢，我们是寻求天上父的荣耀。
And so in doing so, oftentimes we open ourselves up to slander and sometimes abuse even.
啊，所以有的时候呢，我们是会把心打开给污蔑，甚至更糟糕的话语哈。
And it hurts. It can hurt.
这个会受伤的。
There's a saying in the scripture, don't cast your pearls before swine.
那圣经有一句经文呢，他说不要把珍珠给猪啊。
You know that saying? Everybody know that saying?
知道这句经文哈。
Don't cast your pearls before swine. So that when we, because he said if you do, they will turn and rend you or tear you. They'll turn and tear you. He's talking about the pigs with big tusks.
Yeah. Right? 所以他说这个猪不是家里那个猪啊，他是野猪啊，就是你把珍珠给他呢，他会在泥里滚一下，他又过来要咬你。所以他并不喜欢这，并不 enjoy 这个礼物啊，他反而到头回来他要咬你。
Now, I grew up near, I grew up with a friend whose family owned a big pig farm.
我有个朋友啊，他家是有个大的这个养猪场。
I got to know something about pigs.
这样的话我就了解一点关于养猪的事情。
And the boars, the male pigs, they would grow these big tusks.
The boar?
The boars, yeah, the male pigs.
就这个公猪哎呀，公猪会有很长的牙齿和獠牙。
And so, but what they would do is they cut those off.
所以他们养的时候呢，他会把这个獠牙给剪掉。
And so that they would then all they were was just a big fat bunch of bacon.
这样的话呢，这个猪长了就只长膘了嘛，就是成为这个 bacon 啊。
They couldn't really do anything over anything to you.
对，这样的话他也不能够就伤害别人，对，把这个牙给剪了。
So, but with their tusks, they can do a lot of damage.
但有这个獠牙呢，他们其实是可以做很多伤害的事情。
And that's what the picture is. You don't cast your pearls, the most precious thing you have, before people who are just going to turn and destroy you.
所以这就是这个真理教导我们，就是你不会把这个最宝贵的神的真理丢给那些其实他根本不要的啊，就是野猪这个面前。
And so that we the Lord Jesus, he as it were he gave them pearls.
那耶稣在这里呢，他相当于把这个珍珠啊给了他们。
They're pearls of truth.
真理的珍珠。
And these people, they turned and they rended him.
啊，这些人却回转过来要咬他。
Because I was talking about feelings now.
现在呢，我们在讲情感啊。
After him coming to his own people, he came to his own, it says, but his own did not receive him.
但是这里呢，是他自己的子民呢，他到他自己的人这里来啊，他的人却不接受他。
That only tells half the story.
这只是告诉我们一半的故事。
Because they not only didn't receive him, they turned and they killed him.
他们不但没有接受他，甚至还杀了他。
So, to really understand how the Lord Jesus must have felt, we don't get much here in his discussion with them.
所以我们要知道耶稣怎么想的哈，这个在这一段里面看不太清楚。
He completely ignores what they said to him.
他完全的忽视了这些人怎么控告他。
But it must have hurt him very much.
但这一定是很大的伤害了他。
Now, to give some idea of the inner feelings of the Lord Jesus, we can go back into the Psalms, especially the Psalms of David.
那如果要了解耶稣的心呢，我们可以回到诗篇哈，大卫的诗篇，我们就知道神对这种事他是怎么
看的。Psalm 69, for example.
比方说呢，诗篇的六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
诗篇的六十九。
And verse 7.
第七节。
To 9. And this is David speaking.
就是大卫在说。
And David was a man after God's own heart. He's a picture for us of the Lord Jesus.
那耶稣的心啊，是从神来的，所以那个大卫的心从神来的，他其实就是告诉我们一个耶稣的形象。
And you can remember the years of that David spent in rejection by the nation.
所以你会看见大卫在整个国家拒绝抛弃的那一段时间，他的心理是怎么样
？How King Saul sought to kill David at every turn.
那扫罗王是每一次想要逼迫杀死大卫的时候，他是怎么想
？And how he was persecuted even by people there in the nation that he tried to help.
然后他是怎么被那些他想要帮助的国民迫害的时候，他是怎么想
？David knew rejection.
所以大卫是很了解被拒绝和抛弃的感受。
People returned evil for his good.
因为人们以恶报善啊，对他，对大卫。
And so here's the words of David, but let's think of the Lord Jesus, his inner feelings.
然后这是大卫，那我们也可以想象耶稣他里面的感受。
I endure scorn for your sake.
第七节啊，因为我为你的缘故受了辱骂。
David could have been a very successful sheep farmer, couldn't he, or shepherd?
大卫可以是成为一个特别好成功的牧羊人呢。
He was a brilliant man.
他是个很聪明、很好的人。
As a musician and poet and singer.
他是个音乐家，是一个诗人，是一个歌手。
He could have enjoyed fame in this world as a very wealthy artistic genius.
他也因此可以成为世界上特别从大家都敬仰的人，因为他的 才能啊。
But instead he sought to glorify his God in heaven.
但是呢，他却转向寻求天上父的荣耀。
So the scorn of man wasn't for David's sake, it was because of David's God.
所以大卫受的辱骂啊，其实并不是因为大卫自己啊，是因为大卫所寻求信仰的那个神。
Now the reason I bring this out today.Is that what the Lord Jesus endured, you and I have to endure.
所以我今天要讲这个的意思呢，其实就告诉大家，耶稣曾经忍受的，我们也会碰到，也需要忍受。
And when the world might scorn us, don't forget, the Lord Jesus endured that.
所以你要记得，当世界辱骂你的时候呢，耶稣，你要记得，耶稣也是。经历了一切。
So he has one, we have one therefore that can come alongside of us and say, I understand.
我们有一位我们主啊，我们的主，他会在你经历这些事情的时候呢，他会来到你身边，他跟你说，我了解你，我理解，因为我也经历。
Those hurtful feeling, those hurtful sayings that people say against you, I took as well.
他说那一切辱骂，那一切。伤透你心的话呢，耶稣说我都听过，我也都知道。
So oftentimes when you read the Psalms, look for the Lord Jesus in these Psalms.
所以当你读这些诗篇的时候呢，你要从里面读出耶稣基督来啊。
Because hidden away in the Psalms is the personality of David, isn't it? He's revealing his personal feelings, his personal struggles, and so on. But they reflect David's greater Lord, the Lord Jesus.
所以虽然诗篇讲的时候，好像是作者大卫把他的心倒出来，把他的心敞开，告诉你们在那个环境里他是怎么想的。但实际上这里面他就是在讲耶稣，在讲神，他在耶稣在逼迫中他是怎么样的一个感受。
And therefore we can take it personally, and that's how God wants us to take it. These revelations of Jesus, we can take for ourselves.
所以这样，耶稣的这个启示啊，在这个大卫借着大卫所启示出来的，其实我们可以完全把它放在我们自己身上，因为我们也会经历。
Because residing in each one of us is the Spirit of Christ.
因为在我们里面住的就是耶稣的灵。
So, what does he say?
他继续往下，他说什么呢？
I endure scorn.For your sake, and shame covers my face.
因我为你的缘故受了辱骂啊，因为他为神的缘故受了辱骂，满面羞愧。
That shame is not the shame of anything that you might have done. It's shame that the world puts on the Lord Jesus, and you will feel it too.
所以这个辱骂啊，这个羞愧啊，并不是因为你做错了什么，而是这个世界呢，它就是抵挡神的，所以因着你。信神呢，你就会经历这羞愧和辱骂。
They call him a Samaritan, demon possessed. They shamed him.
就像他们管耶稣叫撒玛利亚人是鬼附的，他们就羞辱他。
Have you ever felt that?
你有没有经历类似的事呢
？In witnessing to people.
当你为神做见证的时候。
See in the West, where there's a lot of scorn. Maybe among the Chinese community, you don't get the same kind of scorn.That a Westerner gets when he tries to witness to another Westerner.
那至少我不知道中国人怎么样。至少在西方呢，我们给神做见证的时候，经历这样的事情非常多。就当你愿要跟一个人讲耶稣基督的时候，你经常会经历对方的辱骂和羞辱。
those that have grown up in this country are very much like the Jews. They had the truth, and they've rejected the truth.
所以比方说在这个国度里长大，我们这个国家里长大，他们就很像这个犹太人，他们也都知道真理，但是他们就是拒绝真理。
And so as we look, often as we had read chapter 8, we noticed that they couldn't deny his arguments. Instead, they attacked him, the ad hominem argument.
所以就像第八章，约翰福音八章，我们看见，他们没有办法去辩论、辩驳耶稣的道理，所以他们到最后只能人身攻击，指责耶稣这个人。
So he says, I'm a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons.
那第八节诗篇六十九八哈，那我的弟兄看我为外路人，我的同胞看我为外邦人。
Now that happened when he stepped out onto the battlefield before he killed Goliath.
那这个就像他在战场上打败哥利亚的时候那样。
His own brothers.Three of his older brothers were in the army of Saul, and they accused him of some awful things there.
因为当他去战场上的时候，他的三个哥哥，大卫的三个哥哥也正好在扫罗的军队里，他们就用非常糟糕的话来指责大卫。
And then if we apply it to the Lord Jesus, it makes perfect sense. He was a stranger to his brothers. They didn't believe in him.
我们把它应用在耶稣身上也完全能够用，因为耶稣的弟弟也都不认他。
He was alone in his family.
他在他的家里是很孤单的。
Are you alone in your family?
你在你的家庭里是不是也很孤单？
Then you have good company because the Lord Jesus was too.
如果是这样的，那你要知道呢，有耶稣陪着你，他能明白。
Later, his brothers and his sisters, they all believed, as I understand.
但好的事情是在耶稣。十字架复活之后，那他的弟弟和妹妹们也都信了。
So there's hope for your loved ones.
所以你的家人啊，你要为他，所以你要知道他会信的。
But for a time, you're going to feel like a stranger in your own home.
但是呢，你会有一段时间，你可能像陌路人一样，也是连兄弟都不认你。
And verse 9, he says, "For zeal for your house consumes me."
他说因为我第九节我为你的殿呢、心里焦急。
The Lord loved his people, the house of God. Where is the house of God now?
那神爱他的孩子们啊，那神的殿现在在哪里啊？
It's made up of believers, isn't it? It's a spiritual house.
我们的身体就是啊，就是每一个信徒就是神的殿，属灵的殿。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, "These are my brothers and my sisters, my mother and father, those who believe in me."
所以耶稣说呢，谁是我的母亲、我的弟兄呢？那听从天父旨意的，就是我的弟兄。
And so his interests were for God's people.
所以他的心呢，是惦记都是神的孩子。
And then he says in at the end there that the insults of those who insult you fall on me.
并且辱骂你，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Isn't that exactly what we have when they insult the Lord Jesus?
这就是我们所碰到的，就当人辱骂耶稣的时候呢，其实我们就经历了。
Keep in mind that the Lord, the world is not insulting you. It's insulting the Lord Jesus himself.
所以世界并不是在控告你，不是在定罪你，他其实是在指责你所信的。
So, just as we begin, as we finish off today, I just wanted to bring before you perhaps the inner feeling of the Lord Jesus. He felt those things deeply. They stung deeply.
所以呢，我们今天会看见呢，耶稣在他的内心的深处啊，其实他都能感受到这一切的事情。
And so, it wasn't as though.He was unaffected by what they were saying.
他并不是说呢，他没受任何影响，他完全冷漠的，不是这样的。
He was opening his heart to these Jews.
他是把心也敞开给那些犹太人。
And the reason it, The reason I can say that is I know that when he came over, he came to Jerusalem on the last times, he wept over that city.
所以在他最后一次去耶路撒冷的时候，他都为这座城哀哭啊。
And all those Jews that withstood him and shamed him, insulted him, he wept over them.
所以对这些羞辱他的、定罪他的这些犹太人啊，耶稣是为他们哀哭的。
And he say, "Oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen would gather her little chicks under her wings, but you would not."
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，我这么多次啊，我都要像母鸡把小鸡啊，护在翅膀底下，但是你们不愿意。”
And he wept because he saw the storm clouds coming.
因为他哀哭是因为他看见那个暴风雨前的那个密云已经来了。
There was judgment coming in those clouds, rolling in.
因为在这密云里是有审判的，他就在慢慢的接近。
And he wanted to stretch out his protective arms and to gather them to himself.
所以他特别想要把他的子民呐、啊、护在他的翅膀底下。
Like a hen would gather her little chicks when the storm comes.
就像一个风暴来的时候呢，母鸡把小鸡护在翅膀底下一样。
But they would have nothing to do with it.
但是他们却不愿意。
So, just a little.Indication we've been studying his words and their reactions and so on, but let's remember that he is so deeply involved in trying to get his message toward them. He opens his heart to them.
所以，这是一个介绍啊，其实就是让我们知道，耶稣的心在那个时候，他努力想要，把他里面的情感啊给出去的时候，他得着的是什么？是。犹太人的攻击。
Maybe I can just say a couple of things what Eric was talking about there. You know, the Lord tells us to hate, to love our enemies. And we don't have the pure love of God in us. Like, we're not perfect.
所以耶稣告诉我们呢，要爱我们的仇敌啊，但是我们并不是像神那么完全啊，所以我们不是完美的。
But here we're looking at a perfect man, and our brother Eric was talking about that saying that do not cast your pearls before a swine. And here he is, the things that are dear and near to his heart, he's exposing them to them, and yet they reject everything he says. They're more his enemies than anything else, but he loves them.
嗯，所以但是耶稣呢，他却来到这些人的面前啊，他要把最好的给他们，只是他们不要啊。
You can't think of a greater example than this example here of the Lord Jesus to love your enemies. How much he loved them.And he loves the whole world. He loves everybody. But he does not love the sin. The sin that was deep in the hearts of these people, he did not love that sin. But he loved the people. He loved them. And he was hoping that they would repent and turn from their sinful ways.
没有这个比这更好的例子啊，让显明耶稣他是何等的爱他的仇敌。但是呢，他不但爱这些恨他的犹太人啊，也爱地上一切属世的人，只是呢，他不喜悦我们里面的罪啊，所以他爱罪人，但他不爱里面那个罪。
You know, our sinful nature, we get offended very easily, very quickly when somebody says something to us wrong or makes a wrong gesture at us. We get offended. But here's a perfect man. He did not get offended.He still wanted to tell them about the love. He still wanted to give them a hug and love them, in spite of all that.
所以我们犯罪的本性呢，会带着我们常常会受挫折和这个受冒犯。比方说呢，别人对我们有一些不好的话，甚至一个手势，我们就会很生气。但是耶稣呢，在这里显明他 即便对方的态度是很冒犯的，他也依然爱他们。
You know, these people here, Eric was talking about the fact that they saw miracles and there was all kinds of the power of God was before their very eyes, and yet they rejected that.
所以，即便他们看见了，用他们自己的眼睛看见了。神的如此多的神迹，他们还是拒绝。
And he was talking about the sin that's unforgivable. You see, when a person hinders the work of the Holy Spirit that's taking place, that person is trying to stop the work of God.
对，他也说了什么样的罪是没法赦免的，因为当他看见了这是出于神的，但他却阻挡了，那神也就没有办法再救他。
It's like they're fighting with God head on head.
这就相当于他和神呢、啊、是面对面在角力啊，在争斗。
And when these people see the truth and they reject it, there's no more hope left for them anymore.
因为当他看见了真理，他却拒绝，这就没有办法再回转。
You know, Jesus said, "You can do all kinds and say all kinds of things about the Son of God, about Jesus, but the work of the Holy Spirit." He says, if you offend the Holy Spirit, then there's no more hope left for you. Because the Holy Spirit is doing a work in pointing sinners to Christ.
所以耶稣说呢，冒犯人子啊，还可得赦免。但是呢，冒犯圣灵啊，就是你看见圣灵的工作，你依然拒绝。你知道这是出于神的，你依然亵渎，这就没有办法，因为你是直接在抵挡神。
And it's true, because we love the Lord Jesus and we've accepted His truth. And many of our family members, you know, in our family, in my wife Jazz's family, there's nobody saved in our families. They all rejected that. Every minute we get, every moment we get, every opportunity we get, we tell them about Jesus. And yet they reject the truth.
比方说我和我太太的家族啊，我们碰到的每一个人，我们在每一个时刻跟他们讲的时候，我们都想告诉他们关于耶稣基督的真理，他们都拒绝。
And you know, these are people that we grew up with from the time we were very young and right to now. We grew up with them. We love them. We want to have fellowship and we want to have family relationships with them. But there's a partition there between the truth and the false. And they don't want to believe the truth. And so they don't want to have anything to do with us.
这些可是我们从小一起长大的亲人呢，但是呢，他们却不接受，他们不想要这些真理。
And there comes a time in a person's life where they have to decide: is that family more important to them, or is the truth of God and the family of God is more important to them?
所以也许会有一天，对我们这样的情形呢，会到一个很困难的选择是。我在地上的家庭对我更重要呢，还是神的真理和神的家庭对我更重要？
You know, when they were judging the Lord Jesus, the soldiers, they spat upon him.
所以当他们来控告来定罪耶稣的时候呢，那兵丁都向他吐唾沫啊。
He could have ordered an angel to come down and wipe them all out.
耶稣可以召唤一个天使来就把这些人都给消灭了。
But he did not get offended because he loved the world more than that.
所以耶稣并没有受冒犯，是因为他爱这个世界啊，比我们想的要深，爱这世界的人。
You know, there's a story about a Jewish man. He's a Christian man, and the Jewish people are very stubborn people. They only believe in the Old Testament. They don't believe in Jesus as the Messiah.
犹太人其实非常。刚硬固执的，他们只信那旧约，他们不相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
He was out in the Jewish neighborhood telling people about Jesus.
犹太的基督徒啊，那他们也出去跟别人讲耶稣是基督啊。
And one man spat upon his face.
那如果有个人呢，也吐在他的脸上啊，吐唾沫在他脸上。
But he loved that man, and he just wiped it off his face, and he continued to tell him. He says, "God loves you."
然后呢，他就把他在讲犹太基督徒的故事，他就把他脸上的唾沫擦掉，继续跟 对方讲神爱你。
These things are hard for us to understand the love of God that Christ had for the world. And sometimes we get offended, but God does not get offended.
所以这些事啊，对我们来说真的不是我们的理性能够理解的，因为我们会受冒犯，但是耶稣爱世人。
So we must continue witnessing and telling people about Jesus and not get offended at what they do and what they say.
所以我们会继续的跟人讲耶稣基督，我们要从神那得力量，而不是受冒犯，因为我们肯定会有被拒绝的时候。
And you know, when it comes down to that, when we love people more than anything else, that's what God loved, is with the world. You know, we come before the Lord in tears and crying and weeping for those people, even though they might hate us for being Christians.
就当我们真的是像神那样有那颗心呢，就爱人多过爱世界呢，我们就能够理解耶稣那个状态，我们就能够为那些甚至拒绝我们的人的流泪去祷告。
So don't get discouraged.
所以不要受挫折哈。
Be steadfast in your faith.
在你的信心里坚定。
And steadfast in telling people about Jesus.
坚定地告诉别人关乎耶稣基督的真理。
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Steve.Well, it's maybe we'll stop for a break now.
Yeah.
But this first part, our discussion is about our inner feelings when we witness. And oftentimes, sometimes we our feelings get hurt by the people's reaction.
所以我们第一个部分我们就在讲我们里面的感受，因为当我们去传讲神的话的时候，我们的对方的态度会很深的影响我们。
And don't forget, the Lord Jesus felt that even more keenly.
你不要忘了，耶稣他所感受的比你深得多。
So we'll ask Long if you just give thanks.
我们一起做个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您。我们不但为这圣经，也为您时刻的同在，谢谢您。因为当我们要去传扬您的名，当我们在爱中要把这真理给出去的时候，我们就会被这世界所敌视，被这世界所抛弃。父啊，求您带着我们真的明白您的心意，真的也理解您在这一切我们所经历的环境里，为要让我们更深的与您相交，这美善的旨意。父啊，求您帮助我们，坚固我们的心，让我们所说的出于您，让我们所想的，让我们心里所盼望的是永恒的荣耀，而不是现在一点点的挫折和苦难。父啊，谢谢您，请您祝福我们一会儿的饮食。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。这来到您面前，因为我们想要看见耶稣。
Lord, we have been looking at the inner feelings of the Lord Jesus.
我们能看见耶稣里面他的情感。
But Lord, we also are now going to look at his outward testimony.
那我们现在要看他外在的见证。
That he remained true to you in his testimony.
因为他在他的见证里显明他的真实。
He didn't.
他没有为自己来辩护。
But he always pointed everyone to the Father.
他总是把每一个人带到父那里去。
So Lord, we pray that you'd help us to understand this heavenly man that lived on earth among us, sacrificed himself, and now is at your right hand in the place of power.
求您让我们认识这一位，他本来从天而来，来到地上为我们死了，现在又回到父神那边，坐在您的右边，让我们真的从里面认识他。
So again, Lord, we pray that you teach us.
我们再一次求您带领我们，教导我们。
And that we might have hearts that would be quick to learn, to listen, and to learn.
让我们能有一颗心，能够快快的听，也慢快快的明白。
We'd ask this now in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
So when we bring glory and honor to the Son, we bring glory and honor to the Father.
所以当我们把荣耀带给子的时候呢，我们就荣耀了父。
And the truth that the Lord Jesus is trying to bring to them is that that the world should honor Him who is the Son of the Father.
所以神的真理啊，其实要告诉世界，他们应该荣耀圣子，因为圣子是父神所差来。
Now He's not. The Lord Jesus tells them there in verse 49, he says, I'm not possessed by a demon, he said.
49节耶稣说，八章49节约翰福音，我不是鬼附着。
But I honor my father.
但我尊敬我的父。
And you dishonor me.
你们却轻慢我。
And then in verse 50, he says, I am not seeking glory for myself.
我不求自己的荣耀。
The idea was, he wasn't trying to get glory for himself. He was trying that they might see through him the Father.
所以他并不是说呢，你们到我这里来，你看我，而是呢，借着耶稣基督，他看见天上的父神。
The Lord Jesus hid his glory when he came into the world.
他来地上的时候呢，耶稣隐藏了他的荣耀。
There's only once that we see that he let his inner glory shine forth.
只有一次，他让他里面的荣耀显明出来。
And that was on the night on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那就是那天晚上在变相山上，他显明出来。
When he was transfigured before his three disciples, Peter, James, and John.
当他登山变相的时候，只有三个门徒在身边，彼得、雅各和约翰。
And there he stood on that mount that night, and he was transformed to who he really inherently is.
所以在那天晚上他显明的时候呢，他就让彼得、雅各、约翰看见了他是真正，他是谁，他是什么样子。
But all the rest of his time here, he hid his glory.
所以在剩下其他的他一生在地上的时间呢，他都隐藏他的荣耀。
In Philippians chapter 2, we read that he took the form of a servant. He willingly took that on himself.
比方说腓立比书二章啊，
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章说他特意取了谦卑的形象啊，虚己啊，取了奴仆的形象。七节 ，verse seven, right?
Yes, but it says in verse 6, who being in very nature God, in his nature, he was God. But it says did not consider, and he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped at.
所以腓立比书的二章六节呢，他说他本来有神的形象，他本来就是神，但他不以自己与神同等为强夺的，意思就是他不认为这个就是他应该得着尊敬和骄傲的理由。
He didn't when he came into the world, he didn't grasp the fact that he was God.
所以他并不是以他并不是依靠那个事实，什么事实？他就是神自己，他把这个事实先放到一边。
He let that go and he made himself nothing.
然后他把自己呢放在一个什么位置呢？什么都不是，虚己，就什么都不是。
It was a voluntary choice that he made to humble himself under his father to become, he says, a servant, taking the very nature of a servant.
他是一个自愿的选择。他把自己虚己谦卑取了一个奴仆的样式放在伏在父神的手下。
And he was made in human likeness.
而且成为人的样式。
In other words, he humbled himself to become just like an ordinary person.
所以他谦卑自己到一个程度呢，就像一个普通人一样。
But he was still God.
但他仍然是神呢。
And that moment on the Mount of Transfiguration showed that he was inherently God.
所以在那登山变相的那一刻呢，他就显明他的确就是那个神。
And Peter writing later on said, we saw his majesty.
所以彼得在他的书信里后来说呢，他说我们见到了他的荣耀。
And for a moment there, his power and his Godhead blazed forth in his manhood.
所以神在他的人的形象里啊，在那一刻呢， 他 显出他的亮光来，就在那登山的那一刻，变相山上那一刻。
So when he comes among men, he is just a man among men.
所以当他
all appearances.
当他采用人的形象的时候，他就跟我们一样哈，看是像一个普通人中的一个一样。
Because he didn't want to get glory for himself.
所以他并不是想要得着他自己的荣耀。
His purpose was to reveal the Father in heaven.
他的目的呢是要去显明启示出天上父神的样子。
And so when he everything or the when he came among men, he healed. He gave sight to the blind. He raised people from the dead, not for glory for himself.But he said these, when people asked him, he said that those are the works of the Father that he has given me to do as a servant.
所以当他在地上，他做了很多神迹，他医好瘫子，他治病，他甚至让死人复活。那所有这些事呢，别人来感谢他，他都说呢，不是，你要去看父神的荣耀，这是父神的工作。所以他总是把人引到天父那里去。
Now we get an example of this. If a great king sends a servant to another country to represent him there.
假设呢有一个王，他要把他的仆人呢差到另外一个国家去呢，来代表他。
And so the servant comes, he's in the form of an ambassador.
当这个仆人去的时候呢，他的形状和样式是什么样？就是一个大使啊，王差出来的大使。
Those to whom he is sent, they receive him in the name of that king.
所以那一切。看见这个大使的人呢，接受这个大使都是以王的名来接受的，对吧？
The ambassador is not seeking glory for himself.
但这个大使呢，他不会去寻求他自己的荣耀，他不说我很厉害。
He's merely a representative of his king.
他只是代表他的王，差他来的那个王。
Now the people that he goes to, they should receive him as an honored servant of that king.
同样呢，那接待他的人呢，也要以什么角度接待呢？以接受他背后所代表的那个王这个角度来接待，而不是接待他自己。
And if they dishonor that ambassador, they're dishonoring his king.
反过来呢，如果他们羞辱了这个大使，其实就羞辱了这个王。
Now there's a story that happened in the Old Testament of something like that.
所以同样的故事在旧约里也有。
King David was on the throne.
大卫王呢在宝座上。
And he heard that the king of Syria had died.
因为他听见的亚兰王啊就是死了。
His name was, I believe, Hanan.
Hanan. Okay. 亚兰国的国王死
了。Not sure of that, but anyway, the king of Syria died.
Yeah. 叙利亚其实就是。
And he and David had been friends.
他和大卫呢是朋友。
So David sent some ambassadors to go to comfort the family of the king.
那大卫就差了一些人呢去安慰这个国王的家人。
And to express his sorrow at the passing of his friend.
然后呢他想要把自己的哀伤啊哀悼啊借着这个大使呢传递给王的一家。
But the king of Syria, his son, was a wicked man.
但是呢，这个王的儿子啊，这个太子是个非常邪恶的人。
And he had some other wicked men that were around him.
然后在他身边呢，又有一些很邪恶的臣子啊，在围着他。
And so they said to the son of the king of Syria that now was the king. These are spies that have come.
然后这些的邪恶的臣子呢，就怂恿这个太子。这个太子这时候已经是王了，因为老王死了嘛。就说呢，大卫差来这些人呢，他们其实是探子，是奸细来的。
And they took those ambassadors and they cut off their beards.
所以他们就把这些大使抓起来，把他们的胡子给剃了，刮掉。
They cut off their official robes. They cut them off at the waist.
然后他们就把他穿的那个正式的长袍啊，给割下来，割了到一半，到腰上。
So they shamed them and sent them back to Israel.
就他羞辱了他们，就把胡子也剃掉一半，把外衣也割掉一半，就羞辱他，然后把这边大使就放走了。
And David was angry.
大卫非常生气。
When those men came back, they stayed at Jericho until their beards were grown, and they. But David sent out an army.
所以那个时候呢，他们大使回来的时候就没好意思回这个。耶路撒冷就只能待在耶利哥，耶利哥就过了约旦河第一个城，待在耶利哥等胡子长起来。然后那个大卫呢，就因此拆了兵丁去打亚兰啊。
So that army destroyed those wicked men in Syria.
所以这些兵丁就消灭了这个亚兰国的这些邪恶的人。
And really, that's a picture of what is taking place here.
这就是一个很形象的图像啊，就是。在耶稣身上发生的事。
The Lord Jesus is God's representative here on earth.
那耶稣是神所差来啊，代表他的在地上的。
He came in all the power and the authority of the Father.
他带着一切从父来的力量和权柄。
He came to serve.
他来是来服侍我们。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
把生命给我们这些需要救赎的人。
So the Lord Jesus, we should honor him just as the Father is honored.
所以我们要像荣耀父一样啊，荣耀耶稣基督。
So that's what the Lord Jesus says in verse 50. I'm not seeking glory for myself.
所以这就五十节耶稣说的，我不求自己的荣耀。
But he says there is another one.
有一位为我求荣耀的。
There is one who does seek it, he says, my glory. And who is that? The Father.
对，就是有一位替他求耶稣荣耀的是谁呢？就是父自己啊。
The Father will vindicate the Son.
那父神会为圣子来证实他就是那一位。
Just like David vindicated those disgraced ambassadors, he came and he destroyed those who shamed his ambassadors.
Revenge, right?
Revenge, yeah.
对，他实际上他父神会为他伸冤哈，就是伸冤在主。实际上大卫为了他的这个臣子啊，被羞辱的臣子而复仇一样，圣父也会为圣子来伸冤。
Not just revenge, but to vindicate means also to justify, right? That those ambassadors, they came with good intentions. So God is going to, David is going to show that those intentions were made in good faith and in the sense of vindicated.Their intentions, their purposes were justified.
就其实他是要把一切的这个审判的事交在父神手里，是父神会去做辩护、公义、审判的事情。就像大卫会去为这些臣子去伸冤一样，那臣子他就待在这个耶利哥了，但是大卫会去打仗，大卫会去把他们该得的这个公义取回来。
So there's a coming day when the Lord Jesus, the Father is going to.He's going to justify the actions of his son.
所以会有一天啊，父神会来证明啊，来辩护为他圣子的那一切的行为来辩护，就是审判的日子。
Because the very people that disgraced the Lord Jesus are going to have to stand before him someday, and they're going to have to bow.
就是那一群羞辱耶稣的那一群人，终有一天会站在耶稣面前啊，要。
So that's what he says.
要拜他。
I'm not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. God the Father will make sure the Son is glorified someday.
他说：“我不求自己的荣耀，有一位为我求荣耀定是非的，就是天上的父，他会为耶稣来伸冤呢。”
Yes.
I just want to say one thing.Just the story about the king of Syria. He was a good friend of David. They were really good friends. He helped David out in the really bad times. And his children should have seen that friendship.
所以刚才讲的那个故事啊，就是老的亚兰国的那个国王呢，跟大卫是非常好的朋友，这也是为什么大卫会去吊唁他，会去差臣子去吊唁他，因为他们曾经是非常好的朋友，他们也这个老的国王呢也跟大卫是并肩作战的。
But we're reading in Philippians, let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. You know, a person that doesn't think like that, like Christ thought, like a Christian should think, they have suspicion and they're thinking wrong. That's not right what he was thinking against David. He was thinking that David could come and spy on him and conquer his kingdom. No, David had a love for his father and for his people. That's why he sent an ambassador to sympathize them, to cry with them that he had lost his father.
所以这就为什么我们要以基督的心来想事情啊？就没有基督的心，他不信的人，他没有办法理解你的行为。这就像这个老国王的死了以后他儿子一样，就他大卫是带着怜悯带着爱来吊唁过世的这老国王，在他脑子里一想的就是他来刺探军情的，他想来杀我们，他是探子，所以他没有那颗爱的心，他没有那颗基督的心呢，就他不能够理解大卫在神的灵带领下的想要给出去的那个爱，他就感受不到，他就接受不了，所以他就觉得那来的大使就是来刺探军情的。在这个背景下，他的臣子在一忽悠他，他就去把这些这个大使就羞辱了。
You know, a Christian's thinking should be different than the average person, a normal, unsaved person.
所以基督徒的这个思维方式啊，它是不一样的，是和人的人是凡事怀疑的啊，是不信的。基督徒的思维方式和这个它是完全是两个频道。
The Christian will always take the thing in the right way, not the wrong way. He will think the right way.
对，所以就基督徒他想他是阳光，他是正面的，他从正面去想别人的动机的，他不是从负面去，所以你来一定是做这个做那个，对。
You know, Eric and I were at a funeral, at your brother's funeral, and his grandson came and he spoke, and you know, he was talking about his grandfather.And his grandfather really loved him. And he would tell the children when they were growing up, he says, I will give you some money if you clean my car, wash my car. And maybe.
Yeah, maybe you're
okay. So he said, sometimes our grandfather would ask us to clean his car and wash his car, and the car was clean. It didn't need washing. It didn't need vacuuming. ButThat young man said, he said, you know something? Our grandfather just wanted to give us money. He loved us. That's why he asked us to do that. He wanted to spend time with us. That's the thinking of a Christian. Okay? Maybe a young man that's not a Christian, and that was his grandfather, he would probably say, oh, that old fool. He'd just take his money. He'd think wrong. But this young man knew that his grandfather loved him.
就像呢，他说一个基督徒的这个孩子啊，他有一次呢，他就是他的爷爷经常让他去帮他擦车，去洗车，去吸尘，吸里面的尘。那他有时候发现呢，这个其实这个车很干净，啥也不用做。然后呢，然后他后来就明白，其实是他爷爷一方面想给他一点钱，另一方面也希望他去陪陪他。但是呢，若这个孩子他不是基督徒呢，他可能从另外一个角度去想。这老人家老糊涂了啊，这个或者说他那么笨啊，那个车不用洗，你看我都不用做什么，因为车子干净，他就其实不用做什么。他说洗好了，他钱拿到钱了，所以这完全是你里面怎么看待这件事情，而不是这件事情本身是怎么样。
You know, Christ came and laid down his life for the honor of his Father.
所以耶稣来啊，他是把自己放下，他是为了他父神的荣耀。
And these people, because of their wrong, sinful thinking, they put that man to death.
但是这些人出于他们邪恶的这个揣摩和动机啊，他们却把耶稣钉死了。
See, this is where sin will lead you. It will lead you to death.
这就是罪会带着你去的地方，它会带你走向死亡。
But if you're in the other direction, it will lead you to love. You will always think love, 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 love. You will never think bad, bad, bad thoughts, bad things against somebody or suspicious of somebody.
但是反过来呢，在基督里呢，他就你就一直想到的是爱，爱，你不会想到的是，这个人很怀疑我邪恶的动机，但这个会让你越来越痛苦，越来越到死亡的境地。
Okay. So he loved his father, and he laid down his life because he loved his father, and he wanted to glorify his father. His father had sent him on a job to do, to come and die for the sins of all mankind.
所以耶稣爱他的父，所以他就愿意为他的父献上这生命，所以他也因此荣耀了他的父。
And they plucked the hair from his beard, and they spat upon him, and they slapped him, but he came to honor his father.
也这也能够理解，这些人他拔耶稣的胡子他扇他的耳光他吐唾沫在他脸上但耶稣并没有恨他们，是因为他来本来就是来荣耀父神。
And the Father is going to honor the Son, as our brother Eric was saying, that there's a coming a judgment day. If you honor the Son, you honor the Father.
终有一天呢，父神也要来荣耀圣子，就是那审判日的时候，因为认子的也就有了父。
So woe unto these people that will stand before the judgment seat who did not honor the Son.
对于那些没有荣耀父神的，也没有认圣子的那些人啊，当他们站在那天站在审判台前就有祸了。
And he'll just say, he'll say, away with you, I do not know you.
然后耶稣会说，你离开我去吧，我不认识你们。
So that's
yes.
Okay. Now in verse 50 there, he says that his father is going to be the judge.
所以五十节这里讲到呢，他说他的父是那定是非的。
And someday before the eyes of the entire world, his son is going to be set forward, and every knee is going to bow before him.
会有一天呢，在全地人的眼里圣子会再回来，万膝都要跪拜。
On that day, everybody is going to recognize that what the Lord Jesus said here in the temple 2,000 years ago to those Jews, they're going to have to acknowledge that what he said.Was right.
终有一天呢，在那一天，我们会认识到耶稣在这时候在圣殿讲的这一切都会实现。
But he continues on with them, and he says, "But I tell you the truth."
但继续呢，他又继续往下讲。他说：“我告诉你啊，实实在在的告诉你。”
He continued to try and open their hearts by telling them the truth.
所以他很努力的想要。打开对方的听众的心啊，想要告诉他们真理。
I think it's verily, verily, is it not in your Bible?
Yeah, verily, verily, yeah.
Verily, verily, double.
Double. That's a double amen. That's like amen, amen. And what I'm going to say now is true.
所以五十一节他说实实在在的，所以原文里是两个阿门的。
In other words, when he says verily, verily, truly, truly, he's like almost like pleading with them that I'm telling you the truth.Believe it, please believe it, please.
所以当他讲实实在在的时候呢，他其实语气就像说呢，我告诉你们是真的，你们信吧，你们一定要信呢。其实他就强调他后面讲这个话是多么真实。
And even though they were insulting him, he still continued to graciously extend to them the gospel.
所以你会对比一下，在前面这些人刚刚冒犯了他，刚刚辱骂了他。这时候呢，他想相反说，实实在在，他还是想把最好的真理告诉对方。
He says, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death.
他说人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
They have murder in their hearts. They want to kill him, but he's offering them eternal life.
这些人是里面有了凶杀，有了恶念，想要杀耶稣，但是耶稣却提供给他们永生的机会。
Now, he says, keeping his word is the same as believing him.Receiving him, trusting him. Those are words that are used throughout the book of John.
所以遵守我的道这个词啊，遵守这个词在整个约翰福音里和新约里，它都是一个意思啊，都是接受、信靠、相信、接进来。这个它都是交换着使用的。
Now here they think that when he's talking about death, that he's talking about natural death.
这里他说的这个死是指。自然的死
But he's talking here about spiritual death.
他不是在讲自然的死啊，他在讲这个属灵的死。
There is in John chapter 5 verse 24, what does he say there? Verse 24. I tell you the truth, again, verily, verily.
五章二十四节也是同样的意思，他说我实实在在的告诉你。
Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
这里其实讲的这个经文的意思跟我们刚才读的那个一模一样，就是那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
That as soon as a person receives Christ by faith, they receive at that moment eternal life.
所以当一个人他接受基督成为他救主的，从那一刻开始他就进到永生了。
It's an amazing thing. You don't feel life like that. You don't feel the eternal life.
很神奇，就是你并不是这样去感受永生的。
Because it's believing, hearing my word and believing. It's faith on the basis of faith.
所以这个是信呢，就是从信心来的。
And faith is a spiritual exercise.
所以信是一个属灵的操练啊。
So you may not feel a difference.
所以你不是能感觉到什么不同。
However, the effect later on, you may feel great relief. You may begin to feel joy. You feel the sense of freedom later on.
但是后面呢，当你信了之后，慢慢的你会看见巨大的变化。你可能有特别大的负担的卸掉，然后你里面有很大的喜乐和平安，这些都是事实。虽然在你信的那一刻呢，并没有说特别巨大的你情感上的感受上的不同。
So he says that he continues on that verse, he will not be condemned, he has crossed over from death to life. 就是，
所以他说就不再定罪哈，已经出死入生了。
So he says here, back in our chapter 8, he says, he who keeps my word will never see death.
所以八章五十一节就说，人若遵守我的道或者信从他的道，就永远不见死。
He's talking about the greater death, which is the second death.
所以他在这里讲的是那更大的死啊，就是属灵的死。
That's when the judgment comes in, when we read in Revelation chapter 20.
这个死是什么呢？就是启示录二十章讲的
verse 14,
审判的时候的那个死，二十章的十四节。
And that's at the great throne of judgment.
这是白色大宝座的审判。
At the last day,
最后的日子。
When the dead, small and great, stand before him.
就是不管大小啊，死了的都站在那里。
So that at the end it says, then death and Hades or hell were thrown into the lake of fire.The lake of fire is the second death.
十四节说呢，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
There's no release from the second death.
第二次死啊，就再没有解救的机会。
The first death is when the body dies.
那第一次的死是肉体死。
The body and soul are separated.
所以肉体和灵分开。
The second death is when the soul is forever separated.From God the Father.
那第二次的死呢，就是灵已经和肉体分开了，在那个时候呢，又和永生的神分开。
There's no reversal.
那这样的分开就没有回来的机会了。
From the second death.
在第二次的死啊，就是永恒的死。
And the only remedy is to receive life here and now.
那唯一的解救方案呢，就是在今生呢接受基督。
Passing out of death to life. That's what John 5:24.
出死入生啊，就是约翰福音五章讲的出死入生的意思。
And so, what do the Jews say?
那犹太人怎么回答他呢？
The Lord offers them this in grace. If you receive my words, you'll never die.
耶稣在恩典里啊，赐给他们这个机会啊。
He says what they do is they say again.And they insult him again.
他们说法呢，他们又再一次羞辱耶稣。
Now we know you're demon possessed.
我们现在知道你是鬼附着的。
And what they do is they reach back into history now.
现在呢，他们回到历史。
And the very their very ancestor Abraham of which the nation was founded from, that they feel that they had life from Abraham, as Abraham's seed.
所以他们回到哪呢？回到亚伯拉罕，就是整个犹太国建立的最初的那个神拣选的人，就是这个人，就是犹太国所有的人呢，全都是从亚伯拉罕出生的。
And so their religion was founded, they look back to Abraham.
所以他们的宗教啊，他们都能回到亚伯拉罕那个时代。
And the blessings that God promised Abraham, they said that was their blessing.
所以神应许给亚伯拉罕的祝福呢，他们就觉得，哎，这都是我们的。
That was their claim to life.
这是他们认为生命有意义的啊，就他们认为是他们生命所在的地方。
But the Lord Jesus is now offering them eternal life.
但耶稣现在给了他们永生。
They never see death.
永生没有，再没有死。
But Abraham, their father, had died.
但他们说呢，不对呀，那我的父。
So he said,
亚伯拉罕死了呀。
Are you? Now you're a demon possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets.
所以他们就说你是肯定鬼附的。你说的这不可能，因为亚伯拉罕也死了，先知也死了，你怎么能说没有死？
Yet you say that if anyone keeps your word, he'll never taste death.
你怎么还说人若遵守我的道，就永远不尝死味呢？
So, are you greater than our father Abraham?
他说，难道你比我们祖宗亚伯拉罕还大吗？
He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?
他死了，先知也死了。你当自己将做，你将自己当做什么呢？
They recognize that he's making the claim.That he's greater than Abraham.
因为当耶稣讲这个话的时候呢，犹太人已经听出来了，他其实把自己摆在亚伯拉罕之上了。
Abraham's word never delivered anybody from the death.
因为亚伯拉罕的话或应许啊，从来没有说让任何人能够出死入生的。
The prophets who wrote in the Old Testament, their word never delivered anybody from death.
然后任何的先知所讲的话，也没有能够让人出死入生的。
Matter of fact, they all died.Themselves.
相反呢，这说这个话的亚伯拉罕和先知们自己都死了。
Who do you think you are?
他们就说：“那你是谁？你敢说这个话？”
And he's about to tell them.
好，耶稣就要开始回答他们了。
You can understand, you can sense the opposition and the hatred of them.
你可以想一想这个图景，在当时，那耶稣站在这儿，他的听众们里面所出来的那个敌视和。仇视的那个氛围是很强的。
And you can see the Lord so patiently instructing them.
主呢站在那非常耐心的想要教导他们，把这个真理告诉他们。
But they're not receiving him.
那他们就很抵挡，不愿意接受。
And you can see how they're progressively hardening themselves to the gracious offer of God.
你也看见了一点一点，他们的心呢是。在神的恩典的话语里啊，慢慢变硬的这个过程。
To make a statement, as far as they are concerned, to make the statement that he's greater than their father Abraham.
他们就觉得，哎，你说这话不是把自己摆在了我们的祖父亚伯拉罕之上了
？Who do you think you are?
那意思是，那你是谁啊？你认为你是谁
？Jesus in verse 54, he says.If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me.
他说：“我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么。荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说你们的神。”
He's referring back again to what he said before to the Jews, that the works of the Father that the Father gave me, that's.God is glorifying the Son by giving him those works.
他说呢，其实他就回到前面的那个点哈，就是在这段对话之前的那个点，就是他所做的那一切的事，那一切的神迹，其实是神借着他来荣耀神的名。
So he's answering them. He's answering their question. Who do you think you are?
所以他在回答对方的质疑。对方的质疑是你是谁？你当你是谁
？Said I'm not.Trying to get glory for myself.
他说我并不是想要得我自己的荣耀。
The Father's glorifying me himself through the works that I do.
他说父神呢是要借着我所做的事来荣耀父神的名啊，就是呢他是谁？他就是要荣耀父神名的那一位。
And then he says, But the fact is that they claim that God's their father, but they dishonor the Son.
这里的原因是呢，犹太人自称是父的孩子哈，但他们却做的事却是不能荣耀父，
verse,
天父的。
Yeah, verse 55, he says, though you do not know him, I know him.
所以五十五节说，你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。
He says, if I said I didn't, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him and keep his word.
我若说不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。
He's pointing out to them that they're lying to themselves.
所以他指出这些犹太人啊，其实他们是在对自己撒谎。
They said that they knew God.
因为他们自称是认识神。
But they were lying to themselves.
他们在撒谎啊，因为他们看见耶稣所做的，他们就都不认。他们怎么能说他认识神？
He could look into their hearts.
因为耶稣可以看见他们的心里。
They were outwardly they were religious, but if they were honest with themselves, they realized they said that we really didn't know God.
他们只是在外在，他们有一个宗教的样子和形象。当他诚实的对自己的心的时候，他就应该知道耶稣所做的是出于神的。
They were refusing to know God because God's Son was standing in their presence.
他们只是拒绝，他不想要那个神，所以即使神的圣子站在面前，他们也不想要。
And the Lord Jesus said, I know him personally, my Father.
耶稣说呢，我自己啊认识我的父。
But I says, he says, but I do know him, and I keep his word.
他说我认识他，也遵守他的道。
Remember, he had challenged them before. He had said to them, "Which one of you can convince me that I have sinned?"
所以就像耶稣在这之前也挑战过这些犹太人，说你们哪一个能说我做的事是有罪的？
You remember their answer at the time?
你们记得他们的回答吗？记得犹太人的回答吗？
What was their answer?
那回答是什么？你们哪一个人能指证我有罪呢？
You got a demon. They couldn't answer that, could they?
他们回答就是你是撒玛利亚人，你是鬼附的。
The very Holy One of God was standing in their midst. They were lying that they knew God. And there was murder in their hearts toward him. And yet he stands there.
所以那个永生神的圣子啊，他站在面前的时候，他其实已经显明了，很清楚的知道。所以那些犹太人呢，他没有办法去面对这个事实，所以他们只能在里面对自己说谎。他说他不是。所以他在外面他能做的就是人身攻击，就说你是鬼附的，你是撒玛利亚人。
And he says you're lying because they had broken God's laws, but he says I keep his word.
他们撒谎是因为他们犯了神的律法啊，所以他耶稣说呢，我认识他，我也遵守他的道。
In other words, I keep his commandments.Which of you can convince me of sin? He's going back to that again.
所以他其实潜在的也告诉他，你们能够哪一个能够看见我里面就是耶稣里面的罪呢？耶稣做的一切的事，哪一个能被指证呢？
You're lying because you don't know God and you haven't kept His word. You've broken His commandments.
所以犹太人撒谎是因为他不认识神，而且里面他犯罪了，他也不愿意去承认。
Do you know?The context of this chapter 8 is the woman that was taken in adultery.
你们都记得第八章的上下文的背景是因为有一个行淫被抓的妇人。
You remember the story very well, don't you?
你们非常清楚地知道这个故事。
Here are these men, they bring this woman who was caught in adultery.
那这些人呢，带着这个妇人来，是行淫被抓的。
And they say to a point that she was caught in the very act.Of adultery, Moses said that she should be stoned. What do you say?
所以他就来到耶稣面前说，这个妇人就是行淫被抓的，摩西的律法呢要被石头打死。你说怎么办？
The Lord Jesus said, "Any of you that have never sinned, you throw the first stone."
所以耶稣说，你们哪一个没有罪啊，先扔石头。
What did they do?
他们怎么办呢？
They went out one by one.
他们一个个都走了。
They're convicted by their own consciences.
他们自己的良心呢，就定了他们自己的罪。
Now here he says, you're liars. You've not kept God's words. You have broken His commandments. And you're lying, He says.
耶稣在这里也说，你们是说谎的，你们没有遵守父的道啊，你们是在说谎。
Now he says, as regards to your father Abraham, he rejoiced to see my day.
这时候呢，他又回到耶稣说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜的仰望我的日子。
And he saw it and was glad. He rejoiced.
他既看见了啊，就欢了，就快乐。
Now when did that take place?
那个是什么时候发生的呢？
Well, it took place.When Abraham was living, wasn't it?
这是在亚伯拉罕活着的时代发生的事。
It says he rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, and he saw it, not present tense, past tense, way back.
所以他既看见了就寻到了。他用的是原文是一个过去时，说明他是在历史上发生过的事情。
What did Abraham know about Jesus?
那亚伯拉罕怎么知道耶稣呢？
He knew a lot.
他知道的。
He knew God had promised Abraham that through his very seed would come one who would redeem and deliver the world from the wicked one.
因为上帝应许在亚伯拉罕的后裔里会有一位会起来拯救全地。
He knew that.
亚伯拉罕知道。
Now, let's look at a couple of scriptures. The first one we've come to is Genesis chapter 22, verse 18.
我们看一点原来的经文啊，《创世纪》二十二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17.
十七节。
I will surely bless you, he said. This is after he had offered up Isaac on the altar, but God had a ram instead for.A substitute.
创世纪二十二章就是亚伯拉罕献以撒啊，在那个时候呢，神没有让他献以撒，而是神预备了一只羊羔。
But Abraham knew that there would be a point where there would be no substitute.
那亚伯拉罕知道啊，会有这么一刻呢，没有一个替代的羊。
God's son would then lay himself down as our substitute.
而相反呢，神的圣子会把自己的生命放下啊，来成为我们的赎罪物、替代物。
So Abraham understood this much.
所以亚伯拉罕非常清楚地知道这个事情。
And he is obedient to God.
他也非常顺服啊，对神。
In offering up his son.
啊，把他的圣子能够献上。
Because in Hebrews chapter 11.
啊，把他自己儿子献上亚伯拉罕。
Abraham offered his son because he believed that God would be able to raise Isaac from.After he had died, raise him from the dead. He believed that.
所以在希伯来书呢，讲到了亚伯拉罕当时的心是怎么样的。他相信以撒就算献上死了呢，神也能够让他死里复活。
Because he believed it was through Isaac, the son of promise, that all the blessings would come through Isaac.
因为他相信啊，神的应许是借着以撒以及以撒的后裔啊。所有的祝福会给出来，所以以撒是神是不会拿走。
So let's read from verse 15. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this, have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous.As the stars in the sky and as the sand upon the seashore.
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，十五节哈，二十二章。耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。
He says, Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies.And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you've obeyed me.
你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Now there's two words here.
这里有两个词。
I'll point out to you. The first is in verse 17, your descendants will take possession. Your descendants is plural.
第一呢，就是十七节讲到了你的子孙，你的子孙呢，你的后裔呢，这是一个复数。
He's referring there to the children of Israel who had to take the land.
这里是在讲呢，以色列的后裔啊，就是得迦南地的这群人。
And verse 18, and through your offspring.
第十八节呢，讲到。
That word literally is through your seed, and that is singular. Singular.
地上的万国必因你的后裔得福。这个后裔呢，是单数。
He's talking about one person, one of his offspring.
这是他在讲一个人啊，一个的后裔。所以这是两个不同的指向。
That through him all nations are going to be blessed.
所以借着他呢，所有的万国都要得福。这个他就是单数的他了。
So the first one refers to Israel, the second one refers to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第一个你的后裔呢，是在讲以色列肉身所有的那些以色列人。第二个后裔呢，就在讲耶稣基督自己。
I'm not guessing about this because the Apostle Paul says exactly the same thing as what I've been saying. Galatians.
我并不是猜的哈，这个。而是呢，使徒保罗在加拉太书呢也讲的同样的。
Galatians chapter 3，
加拉太书三章。
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16，
三章十六节。
The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The Scripture does not say and to seeds.Meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ.
加拉太书三章十六节啊，使徒保罗就把这个奥秘解开了。就是呢，所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
And Abraham understood that.
亚伯拉罕明白这个道理。
He knew, as he looked at forward down history, that God was going to send a deliverer, the seed of the woman. He knew about that.
所以他也知道呢，会有女人的后裔，那一个后裔会从神那里差来，来拯救全地。亚伯拉罕知道这个应许。
The seed that was promised to Eve in the garden.
这个应许啊，是直接回到伊甸园的时候就给了。
Who would destroy the serpent's head?
那这个女人的后裔会。击打蛇的头。
The seed of Abraham who would be born of Abraham's line.
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，会从亚伯拉罕这一支会生出来。
And Abraham, he looked, it says, in a, he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. But he knew the means by which God was going to do that, build his church, was through that man Christ Jesus, his seed, singular, that Paul says.Christ.
所以亚伯拉罕很清楚神的奥秘，就他在仰望神未来的应许的时候呢，他就知道这个应许是借着一个后裔，就是耶稣基督，这个后裔是在他这一支会出来的，借着他来拯救全地，使万国得福，是借着这一个后裔来的。
So in verse 56 we read there that he says to the Jews, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day.
所以这就是约翰福音的八章五十六节讲的，你的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子，就是仰望那一个后裔的时候。
And guess what Isaac's name is?
你猜这个以撒这个词的意思是什么呢
？Laugh,
是笑啊
，rejoicing,
笑就高兴，就是喜乐。
That's I believe Abraham understood perfectly.
亚伯拉罕是非常清楚的明白啊。
It was a growing realization.That the deliverer would only come through his natural son by his wife, or his the son of promise by his wife who was barren, and but it would be a miraculous child.
所以这个后裔呢，一定会从这一个借着萨拉在他已经不可能的时候生下的儿子以撒出来的啊，就是未来耶稣也是从以撒出来的。所以这个是亚伯拉罕非常清楚的，所以他管以撒叫笑。
Of course, what effect did this have upon the Jews?
这些跟那些犹太人有什么关系呢
？And just like their heads were hard, their hearts were as hard as a table here.
但是犹太人的脑子啊，就像桌子那么硬哈。
They didn't see that at all.
他们完全看不见的。
He said, Abraham died 2,000 years ago, and you're not even 50 years old.
所以他说呢，三五十七节说，亚伯拉罕相当于就是两千年前的事了，你还不到五十岁。
And you say you've seen Abraham?
你虽然说你看过亚伯拉罕啊。
And the Lord Jesus says to them, "Before Abraham was, I am."
耶稣说呢，没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
And notice the two different verbs there. Before Abraham was, that's a different verb. That's a past tense. That means before Abraham existed, I existed forever. That's the difference.
所以他用的是两个时态，他说在亚伯拉罕之前用的这个时态是过去时，就是在亚伯拉罕之前，过去的之前就有我用的是 I am， 就是他是永恒的，就在这之前他就是永恒的，现在他也是永恒的。
So he's claiming now eternal existence，
他其实就在这宣称了他是自有拥有过去现在将来一直不变的那个神。
And as such, equality with the Father.
这就是和父神同等。
Now, whether he would have continued talking to them, I don't know.
他是不是会继续跟他们讲呢？我们不清楚。
But they took up stones.
但是这个话一出来以后呢，犹太人就已经石头拿起来了。
They didn't want to hear anymore.
他们再不想听了。
Just like when they stoned Stephen, they came to a point where they put their hands over their ears so they wouldn't hear anymore, and they went and they killed Stephen.
所以在他们杀斯蒂凡的时候也是这样，当斯蒂凡讲着讲着，犹太人就用手捂住耳朵不要再听，然后用手拿起这个石头打他，把他打死。
But it wasn't the time yet. Now,
耶稣的时候却还没有到。
His time was not come. The Father's time for him to lay down his life was not yet come.
神让他放下自己的生命的时候还没有到。
So it says here He hid himself.
所以他们要用石头打他。
Slipping away from the temple grounds.
那他却从殿里面出去了。
Now what happened there?
那时候发生什么了呢？
If it read this way, slipping away from the temple grounds, he hid himself. Then I could see that he ran away in fear.
就如果你反过来说呢？耶稣却从躲藏了从殿里出去，因为他们要用石头打他，这个好像就是耶稣害怕了要躲起来，对吧？
But he says he hid. How did he hide himself? First of all, they're going to stone him, but they look around, he's gone.
那是耶稣是怎么躲藏呢？就是他们要拿石头打他的时候，他们一看耶稣没了。
A miracle, yeah, I think so. Just like he became invisible to them.
耶稣突然就不见了。
Their blind rage and anger, they couldn't see the innocent Son of God.
因为那个时候他们是非常生气，也狂怒了，但是他们却看不见耶稣了，耶稣已经走了。
So ends the Lord Jesus on that day. May the Lord help us. We'll pick it up again in January. Just.
January 10th.
Send us away, please.
Okay. 那我们一起来做个结束的祷告。在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这话语，也赐给我们借着耶稣而来的生命。求您祝福我们，让我们在凡事上信靠他，也让我们真的能够明白我们的敌人就是那不信的心，就是因为像那些犹太人那样，因为我们不愿意承认自己的罪与不义而来的不信，是吧？求您让我们真的不做那撒谎的人，做一个对自己诚实的人，我们就能看见真理，我们就能接受真理。感谢主，求您祝福我们，带领我们，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。